Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Boy, I tell you, I am raring to go today. It is Friday, the 24th day of June 2005. What a wonderful crowd we had last night at the Alamo Draft House for the fifth sellout showing of my new film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State. And I was humbled by folks that flew in from New Jersey, from Hawaii, you name it, to see the show, to see the film. I'm just absolutely humbled. I mean, I thought somebody coming from Nebraska was far away a few weeks ago, but to come from as far away as Hawaii, Maui, it was great. So I want to say hi to those folks. Never thanked them during my speech for coming, so I thought I'd do it on air. All right, I have dispensed with the pleasantries. Let's plunge into the news. Lou Dobbs last night had a poll, and 99% of the tens of thousands of respondents said they are against this un-American, unimaginable ruling by the Supreme Court. By the way, even in Saddam Hussein's Iraq, if you owned your property, you owned it. In many cases, it's almost unheard of, even in countries that are dictatorships, to say we're going to tear up a whole neighborhood because some developers want to build something. I mean, this just isn't un-American. This is inhuman. This is not just butchering the Bill of Rights, but the Magna Carta and the Ten Commandments and just basic common decency. Unleashing the bankers and the robber barons and the land barons to steal your property and not even give you best price for it. So this is just incredible. I wrote a little article about this morning that's just gone up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I think it spells it out nicely, and I'll be reading that article I wrote coming up here after the break. But I say let it come. Let them take the mask off. Show us who you really are. Let's get it on. It's a good thing that they've been stealing property for the last 20, 30 years just pell-mell, using a bunch of different excuses. And now they're just doing it out in the open. I mean, it's better than cops going and planting drugs on somebody's ranch. You've even gotten the documents where cops are so criminal, out in California in one case, they have memos. Yeah, if we plant drugs on him, we'll get his 500-acre ranch worth, you know, $20 million, and we'll be able to sell it for development. He's refused to sell it to developers, but once we plant drugs on him, well, the guy, when the cops busted in, thought they were robbers. He didn't use drugs, no criminal record. They gunned him down and got the property. So isn't that just special? Isn't that just darling? Isn't that just sweet? So, I mean, at least now they may not kill us when they want the property. This is plain and simple criminality. Bottom line, you want despotism, you want tyranny. Oh, and they're not going to stop here. The courts are ruling that, and the FDA is ruling that they can put, you know, cloned food on store shelves. They're ruling that mercury is nutritious. I mean, because they say it's good, it's good. It's like Karl Rove told the New York Times writer last year. He said, look, we control reality. All of you just look in on what we're doing, history's actors, and you may study what we say today, but then we'll change reality tomorrow. Well, that's delusional thinking, Mr. Rove. Reality's going to crash in on you in Iraq, and it's going to crash in on you here. Bush, by the way, is giving a press conference right now. I hope to high heaven that this broadcast is not being preempted by some stations to carry the dribble. But I did take some notes on it before I went on air, and you can just hear the desperate tinge in his voice, so look out. There might be some government-sponsored terror to teach you how to love your abusers. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com, sacrowedgy.com, sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are now 30 seconds into this second segment. During the short break we just had, I got a call from my producer here in the studio telling me we just got contacted by Ron Paul's office, the great folks over there. The congressman might be wanting to come on the show today to get you to lobby. He knows the power of this broadcast. We have active listeners to lobby against New Freedom Initiative. He's trying to block the funding. They passed it a few months ago, as you know, along with the national ID card, a lot of other horrible things, but he's trying now to block funding for it, and so the congressman may at any time in the next 2 hours be calling in. So if he does call into the board, I will instantly hang up on whatever caller or even guest I have. I'll put that guest on hold and go to the congressman. As Ron Paul always goes to the head of the line on this broadcast. Just, I mean, you talk about access, you talk about involvement, you talk about caring, you talk about fighting. Ron Paul cannot be praised enough. I mean, he introduces bills every year to abolish the Federal Reserve, to get out of the United Nations, to control our borders, to return the Second Amendment to full force. I mean, he's absolutely a godsend. and other congressmen are arrogant pomps. But Ron Paul's office is just, they're just so amazing. I mean, believe me, having congressmen's offices call you up, you know, wanting to come on the show if he gets a chance to fight legislation, it just shows the commitment of Congressman Ron Paul. All right, enough of the love fest, but he deserves it. And you are great, folks. You deserve credit. Because, you know, whether it's Greg Palast of the BBC or, you know, big book publishers or Ron Paul's office, they all know this broadcast gets a big response because of you. You're not on the fence. You're not in the bleachers. You're on the field. You're active. And I got to salute the audience. I just, God bless you. All right, Bush is still babbling in some press conference with the puppet dictator of Iraq about how wonderful things are going, and anybody that doesn't want to be occupied or have their husbands put in camps as a terrorist, and we're going to win in Iraq, blah, blah, blah. We lost in Iraq when our government funded Saddam Hussein $30-plus billion dollars to attack Iran. Our government and the American people lost in Iraq morally when we told him to go ahead and invade Kuwait 5 days before he did it. We lost in Iraq morally when we engaged in sanctions that killed 1.5 million Iraqis. And now that number's gotten much larger. So we lost in Iraq a long time ago, folks. We lost in Iraq when we assassinated their elected leaders and put in dictators. And now they put the Ba'athist regime back into control with the Sunnis, who are the minority, and the Iraqis, the Shiites and others, are hopping mad about it. And what do you expect? So, by the way, just listening for 10 minutes driving to the studio before I got on air, I heard about three or four Bushisms. I mean, this guy cannot speak English at the level of a five-year-old. I mean, seriously. The only thing he's gotten down is the fake West Texas accent. And I routinely see Bush slip out of his West Texas accent and back into his blue blood, perfect English dialect. So there's a lot of acting going on, and President Bush, you're not a good actor, so stop it. Come on, go ahead and go into your English accent and show us who you really are, and let's get down to the facts here. I mean, Your daddy hadn't gotten rid of his Tory colloquialisms, so why should you? Why don't you pack up and get out of Texas? We don't like gun grabbers and open border promoters and people that have Bill Clinton as a brother. By the way, Bill Clinton vacations, I told you, every month now. He spends about a week out of every 2 months, but a couple days every month. With the Bushes, Barbara calls him their son, surrogate member of the family, and then they've always been in business together ever since he became governor. Very lucrative business, $30 million a day of cocaine going into MENA, and they are family, folks. They were family before the 2002 election, 1992-93 election. They met 11 times in the year before the election at the little retreats. Sometimes for an entire week. I've been talking about this for years, but now they're just flaunting it. And as soon as Bill Clinton left office, a bunch of the neocon websites and neocon talk show hosts hadn't gotten the memo. And they were like, now he's out of office. Let's have criminal investigations of pardoning cocaine dealers and having communist generals in the White House and selling out secrets to them. And let's investigate the cocaine. And boy, Bush came out and he said, you drop it right now, Congressman Burton. You leave Bill Clinton alone, I'm signing an order making all his documents secret. You got it? Good. Then we got to hear about how Hillary's going to get us in 08 if we don't vote for a Republican. It doesn't matter if it's Hillary Clinton or Al Gore or the governor of Virginia. It doesn't matter who your president is in 08, or Schwarzenegger, or any of these people. You're going to get a globalist in there. You better start fighting at the county and city level because they're putting their own governments in, putting in their own electronic voting machines. Look. Are you noticing that since they put in these electronic, federally paid-for machines, three of the big companies putting them in, the lion's share of them, 35% of the country's now got them, and that number's growing, that suddenly, you know, in the past, if 90-plus percent of you were against toll roads, they wouldn't do it. Or if 90-plus percent of you were against grabbing a bunch, you know, a neighborhood and bulldozing it, it wouldn't happen. Or if, you know, 80-plus percent were against open borders, they wouldn't do it. Or if everybody was against a gun control measure, they wouldn't do it. Have you noticed now, and you can look geographically in all these areas, as soon as these machines go in, they literally start tasering everybody, setting up checkpoints, passing all these laws, grabbing property, laughing at you. There's a reason, folks. Lou Dobbs last night had a poll. In fact, let me just get the poll. We got a screenshot of it on PrisonPlanet.com. Lou Dobbs' CNN poll shows 99% against Supreme Court decision and just tens of thousands of votes against it. Print is so small on this screenshot. I could read it on my computer. I can't on this printout. That's several thousand votes. Looks like 8,000. I'm trying to read it. And I can read the yes votes for grabbing property, 41. I got to change my rule of not having a computer in the studio. But, see, I'd be typing this in right now and wouldn't be focused getting it. Do me a favor, Scott. Go to Prison Planet and look at this number so I get the poll right. I know it says 41 voted for land grabbing, and I know it's several thousand. I just can't exactly read that. Even though I got 2015 vision, it's just too small. The screenshot's too small. In fact, tell Watson to get a bigger screenshot, please. Expand the screenshot. I don't think anybody could read this. I could barely read it on the computer. You probably won't be able to. And we should write a little blurb about this, doing a little bit of directing on air. That's how busy I am. I have to direct everybody while I'm on the air. I'm doing so many interviews and doing so much other stuff, so forgive me in that. Again, 99% against it. It's like Houston, 98% against the toll roads. Austin, 92% against the toll roads. And they just say, hey, sorry. Now, we did knock out the transponders that would be in all the cars and the inspection stickers starting in 6 months. We did narrowly defeat it, but now we're hearing there's going to be another emergency session, another special session, and they'll be fighting it all over again. But that's what a fight is all about. It's eternal against these scallywags. I wrote this little article. I could have written a better article, but I wrote this in about 5 minutes this morning. But I think it's an important article. This is my comment we're posting along with the articles about the Supreme Court ruling. Supreme Court rules you don't own your property and gives free rein to robber barons, land barons, their agents, and banks. Private property rights are the foundation of freedom. Now developers can pay off your local politicians and then come in and steal your property without even giving you best use price. Imagine, again, the very city that steals your property will tell you how much you get. And on average, they give you about half value. Imagine middle-class neighborhoods across America being bulldozed because developers have written up a proposal for making more money off your property. Either it's your property or it isn't. The United States is simply going back to feudalism. In medieval England, before the Magna Carta in 1214, the local lord would decide what you could and couldn't do with the king's property. The ruling overturns 800 years of common law and common sense. It butchers the Bill of Rights. The rest of the Bill of Rights isn't doing too well either. To put it frankly, it's gone. So many Americans are asking why the justices would make such a decision, overtly 180 degrees away from freedom. That's the point. It's in your face. The big police state dog is off the porch. I stole that from my dad. I had dinner with my parents last night, and he said, yeah, the big dog's off the porch, and he's saying, what you going to do? The big police state dog is off the porch, and they think there's nothing you can do about it. The all-powerful imperial state has thrown down the gauntlet. They have slapped the American people upside the head and brutally raped us. We'll finish this article when we get back, and we will cover a bunch of other news and take your calls today. And look for Ron Paul to pop in sometime as well. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, continuing with this little article I wrote about the land grabbing, Supreme Court ruling. The big police state dog is off the porch, and they think there's nothing you can do about it. The all-powerful imperial state has thrown down the gauntlet. They have slapped the American people upside the head and brutally raped us, and we have put up with it. So now they're placing what is left of American freedom on a spit so they can roast and eat us. The founding fathers said over and over again that the level of tyranny that we will live under is the exact amount that we will put up with and that we will accept. A group of hardcore criminals has gained control of our society. They could care less about the future of this country or the general public's welfare. What we are witnessing is a mad gold rush of corrupt politicians and corporations strip mining Western society. We are being looted and sacked like ancient Rome by a herd of bloodthirsty barbarians. And here I am editing my article on air. That needs to be a horde of bloodthirsty barbarians. The only difference is the barbarians of today have high-tech public relations firms and cable news channels launching their psychological warfare barrages on a daily basis. Lay down, lay down, don't resist. Government loves you. Give up liberty for security. Tasering 82-year-old Alzheimer patients is good. Mercury in vaccines is nutritious. Open borders means safety. Submit to us. Trust us. We don't lie. The fact is, just because the Supreme Court says we don't have any property rights doesn't mean it's true. A previous Supreme Court ruled that black Americans were not human beings and thus had no rights. Would you follow a similar decree today? Despots know the power of setting precedents. That's why they've been bragging about their unprecedented ruling. I, for one, am glad that the mask is being taken off and beginning to slide from the demon's face. They've been land-grabbing for a long time. Now it's just going to be more overt, so let it come and let everybody know what you are. A pack of wolves, a pack of criminals, a pack of liars, a pack of scum, a pack of parasites, a pack of trash, a pack of con men, a pack of murderers that are going down. And I know a lot of people are angry about this. Folks, they've been stealing people's property for a long time. I mean, the major phony environmental groups and the major federal agencies, the Forest Service and others, have been caught in areas where, you know, certain types of woodpeckers have never been. They'll release two woodpeckers, photograph them as they release them, and then use that to take your property rights. Then they'll force you to sell because you can't use your property for pennies on the dollar. And then there'll be a shopping mall or whatever put there. Literally, it's just big business. All right? And they get caught. They've been caught literally hundreds of times. Nothing happens. They'll go to an area and release a cougar. And the cougar's not even endangered, but they'll say, well, it's endangered regionally, whatever that means. Or they've been caught, you know, claiming that a salamander is a new species that they found, and so you can't build on this area. But then they find out that it really is the same as a very common type of salamander that's even used for fish bait, though in a particular creek area, it is slightly different genetically. I mean, it can interbreed with the other salamanders, but it has five spots instead of four. You know, this is like your cousins, you know, look a little different from you, but you know, they're still your cousins. It's just out of control. And the cult-like environmental people on the ground will rob, steal, kill, whatever, to, quote, save the earth. They never look at the fact that they're being funded by the big banks, being used to lay land off use, and then again come in and get control of it and then take the restrictions off. So this has been going on all over the place. I mean, you got police without drugs even being found in your car or home. Well, you shouldn't have $5,000, Miss Johnson. This happened in Texas just last year. There's hundreds of these cases, thousands of asset forfeiture seizure, but one old lady, 80-something years old, Mrs. Johnson, we interviewed her. No criminal record. She gets pulled over, got $5,000 in her purse. You know, she was a rich, she just died. She was a rich oil baroness. And they said, why do you have all this money? Well, I don't trust banks. I always carry a little bit of cash. And the cops took her money. Of course, she sued them. Only reason you ever heard about it. Cost her about $20,000 to get her $5,000 back. Cops says, well, you shouldn't have this much money in your purse. $5,000 is not even that much money in today's inflation. They heard about the black guy flying to Houston to buy a bunch of shrubs. You know, he pays with cash every year. They take every dime he's got. What was it, $45,000?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. Your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. And we'll, of course, obviously talk about the attacks on land rights. But in the meantime, I need to go over some more of this news. It is just of the utmost importance that we realize as a society that across the board, the government is dismantling our freedoms, is dismantling our liberties. I mean, are they going to claim now that taking our private property is to stop terrorism? You know, the national ID cards and all the rest of it is to stop terrorism, they say. Of course it isn't. The border's wide open. The gun controls to keep us safe. Why, in Richmond, Virginia, they want to declare martial law because there's been too many shootings this year, even though the shooting numbers are way down from last year. I'll tell you what, we'll just go ahead and go to calls now, and then we will get back into the news. There's just so much of it here, but I'm sure the callers want to respond. Who's up first here, Scott? David Mass. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you today, Alex?
Good, David.
When I got up this morning, my wife likes to turn on the local station, and the story came up that two planes almost collided at Boston's Logan Airport a couple of weeks ago, but they're just informing us now.
Well, yeah, it says that they always keep things like this quiet.
Yes, but here's the interesting thing. So I go to the Associated Press, right, today and get the article, Air Traffic Controllers Covered Up Errors at Dallas-Fort Worth, the same thing happened.
That's the article I've got, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the one that you've seen. But so what kind of potential control are they going to try to spring on us next? So maybe consolidate the airline so there'll be one national airline like Israel, maybe.
Well, it's all about freedom, sir. Just give up all your freedoms and you'll be free.
That's right.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think about the Supreme Court ruling?
I was incensed when I saw that. Totally.
Well, again, they can announce this power. It doesn't mean we have to go along with it. And a lot of the families a lot of these families are saying they're not going to put up with it.
And I applaud that, and I'll do the same. Now, the way this thing gets back to the airport thing, I thought this was kind of an interesting connection. About a week and a half ago, U.S. to scale back passport standards. Now, let me just read a couple of little quick things. I don't want to monopolize time. From this article, the official who spoke on condition of anonymity because the standards have not been announced said Homeland Security plans to require expanded biometric data in passports in the future. And then Chertoff, in the same article, says, visiting Brussels last month, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff reaffirmed the United States' commitment to biometrics as a high-tech approach to security screening compatible on both sides of the Atlantic.
Yeah, it's a global ID. Thanks for the call. They told us a year ago what they're going to do with the passports, and then I love it in new articles because they know how unpopular it is, and I've seen similar stories. Oh, we can't tell you the details. Well, we have the details. It's biometrics, a chip in the passport, RFID, a digital face scan photo, and a thumb or index finger imprint. That's why everybody should renew their passports now. And already, almost every state in the union takes a digital photo for a face scan imprint for the digital map of the face and the identifiers, and a thumbprint or index print. They've been doing it in Texas since 1993, and people are in such denial about it. I have people walk up to me a couple times a year going, Alex, I didn't thumbprint to get a license. And I go, you don't remember that little black box with the red light? Oh, yeah, I do. Well, you gave a thumbprint. And every day, there's more articles today about shops and stores and tanning salons and gyms and businesses and Disney World and Disneyland and SeaWorld and all these other places. I mean, every day there's an article where whole chains are putting these in, and they go, oh, you get a big 5%, 4%, or 10% discount if you enroll with us and thumbprint. And now they're talking about these customer loyalty cards that a lot of big grocery store chains have, where, oh, you get upwards of 30% off. 25% off, like Randall's does here in Texas, subdivision of Kroger. If you just enroll with us with this card, you'll get it. And now they're talking about, oh, we're going to do a thumbprint with it for your safety when you're paying, and you'll get the discount. So they're starting the discount small and now talking about making them even bigger. And imagine the penalty. Oh, you don't want a thumbprint. Well, then your groceries, this is why, I mean, I go to Randall's. I don't like going to HEB because they're trying to put thumb scanners in, but though now I'm lifting my boycott of HEB because it's just as bad as at Randall's, and they'll go, well, you would have saved $22 on this $100 purchase at Mr. Jones. Look what you would have saved with a Randall's card. And I'm like, yeah, well, pretty soon it'll be a national ID card. I have to swipe anyways, and you know, then there won't be any discount, lady. You know what you're doing. And then HEB, of course, the good news is they put in all these self-checkout lanes. And again, I was there on the night before Father's Day buying food for a brunch we were going to have at my house. The place was jam-packed. I guess everybody had the same idea to go out and you know, buy, you know, people forgotten stuff for Father's Day. And I'm in there at midnight, and the place is a madhouse. I mean, giant lines, people everywhere at midnight. only time I've got time to go to the grocery store. And there's two lanes open for service checkout, you know, with human beings, baggers and checkers. And there literally, there had to be like 10 self-checkout lanes, you know, two deep. No one. And I wished for a video camera. I'm going to go in there at night. I'm going to go in Home Depot, too. I've seen it at Home Depot at night. At Home Depot, they don't give you a choice. You have got to use the self-checkout. And I was about, one night at about 11 o'clock, to demand at the Home Depot, trying to talk too fast, at the Home Depot by my house, I was about to demand a manager in service, and other people in front of me were doing it. Hey, I want service. I don't want to use this. I don't like these. And so they said, okay, we understand, and called the manager up there with a huge line that then formed with people buying, you know, light bulbs and water hoses. I was buying light bulbs. So people aren't using it. In fact, I was told by an HEB manager that they actually pulled some of the self-checkout lanes out in stores in San Antonio because people totally refuse to use them. So again, if we just say no to the self-checkout, by the way, it doesn't save you money. I've read industry reports from the 60s where McDonald's was the first to put the thank you on the trash can. And people would feel like they were supposed to go do it. But at first, people wouldn't do that. So they would have employees go and say, you know, if you'd like to, you can throw this away and it'll save you money on the price of your burgers. And so people said, oh, well, let me do it then. And they went and they did it. And then soon it's, I mean, I've been with friends and family, and when I'm at Wendy's or something, when I go there, I mean, literally maybe three times a year now, if I'm starving to death and got low blood sugar, I might go. I hardly eat fast food, but I'll be with family at a Wendy's. I won't go to McDonald's. Wendy's at least has got, you know, the salads and baked potatoes. And they'll go, why aren't you throwing that away? Alex, that's rude. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We get the level of service we demand. This doesn't save us any money. No, it just means the floors are dirty and nobody's in here wiping the tables down, and we throw the food away. We throw the... It's the same thing with back in the 60s. They started putting in self-serve. Oh, you get a few cents discount if you self-serve. And then now you forget to check your tires and have more blowouts. Statistics show it. You forget to check your water. You forget to check your radiator. You forget to check your washer fluid. Remember the good old days? I remember being a kid. You know, my mom would pull in. The nice teenager would come out. How you doing? Check everything. Hey, this is low. I'm going to fill it. You know, squeegee the windows. Ah, but for 2 cent discount, a gallon. No, let's gas it ourselves. Let's gas it. See, but. Forget all that. That's just a corporate scam to eliminate service. You know, we get in society what we want. No, now it's, you see, the military's going all robotic, all drone. There's articles on it today. That then gives central groups total control. When you go to thumb scanning and self-checkout, when Kmart was imploding a couple years ago, right here in Austin, they just removed all the checkers. They'd have a security guard and a manager, and they were telling people, well, just to make sure when you're using a credit card, we put thumb scanners in, and we want you to thumb scan when you're up here at the counter, when you're using your credit card. Again, just training you. And again, I see adults. I saw this on Monday. I'm in a convenience store. And a guy who looked like, I don't know, 35 years old, walks up, buys some gas, buys some other stuff, says, oh, I want one of those lighters. And, of course, they're behind the counter like we're all children. We've all got to be watched out for. And she goes, I need to see your license, please. He said, is there a law? She says, nope, it's policy. And Diamond Shamrock manager, he since quit, Diamond Shamrock manager told me, he said, I saw him... carting literally an old lady, folks. She had to be 75 years old for some six-pack of beer. And I said, what are you doing carting her? And he goes, we've been told to cart everybody. And he goes, and soon we've been told we're going to be carting everybody for everything. And he said, come behind the counter. Soon as folks cleared out. And I went behind the counter, and he says, watch this. And he swiped his driver's license. And he said, look, I know if there's warrants out for your arrest. This instantly goes into a database, tagging where you're at, what you're doing. Why is that at Diamond Shamrock? I've been in Walgreens and seen them, you know, card 55-year-old men for cigars. Getting you... Okay, I'm ranting and raving here. It's just... Philip in Texas. Philip, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. I need to get one thing across here. Talk to a sovereign citizen. We have servants like Ron Paul working for us, so I hope he doesn't cut me off. We, the people, can control this eminent domain by taking it to a jury trial and saying, not guilty, you're not going to get what you want. If you don't understand how
they've set up special,
the people...
Well, let me just finish. They've set up special courts in these domain issues where you don't even get a jury.
Ron Paul, oh, correction, Alex Jones, the special court that we the people have is an Article 3 court. Go to the original Constitution and the corporate Constitution.
Sir, I know these are fraudulent courts. I mean,
well, then don't go to them. Tell them that that's not my court. The trouble is that you're playing into their corporate game.
You know,
the Supreme Court that you're talking about is for the District of Columbia. There is a Supreme Court of the States of the Union. If you're going to think on a lower level, you're in their game. If you're not a sovereign citizen, you are U.S.C. citizen, you're in their court.
Hey, Philip, I'm going to put you on hold for a second because it sounds like we're not going to be able to go back and forth here without doing that. Philip, I appreciate you. Number one, I'm not Ron Paul. I'm Alex Jones. So let's get that straight, number one. Number two, I've been doing this for, I keep saying 10 years. I'm saying 10 years for 2 years. I don't know. I got involved in like 1994. So how long is that? That's 11 years. Got on TV in 95, got on radio in 96. But I've been involved that long. And there's a lot of other people that have been involved a lot longer than I have. And these poor people do this debt elimination, and a lot of them lose their houses. They go to the Huskow. They are using real laws, real procedures, but the government has a pack of goons in black masks with machine guns that don't even know what the Bill of Rights is, much less you know what type of court you're talking about. Okay? And so many people, you know, they go in with jurisdictional debates. They go in with different, you know, I'm a sovereign individual. I'm not a person. And, yes, they get you to plead into their jurisdiction. All that is true. And I've got federal and state rulings where they use admiralty. You know, one case of a lady owned her own 80-something acres in Colorado, famous screenwriter, and they just wanted her property, and they came and arrested her and took her before a court and said, this is admiralty. You're not even allowed to argue. So the problem is we're dealing with just pure despotism, sir. They created artificial courts and contract fraud as they were transferring us out of the Bill of Rights and Constitution and common law and constitutional courts. Then they started transferring us into Roman civil law, or in a more modern sense, Napoleonic guilty until proven innocent law, just to have the illusion of it being above board. Now there's not even a pretense of that. Sir, take Judge Jean Mier. She's got these special courts they set up. You don't have juries. You can't face your accusers. She has a giant juvenile justice concentration camp. Her name is on the building. You know, when she got the funding passed and then pushed it through to build this giant compound to break up families and destroy society, they actually put her name on the building while she is a sitting judge. It's happening all over the country. And, here's an example. The state law says truancy is X amount of days missed. It's over 10 days in a semester. They don't care. She says three tardies, being late, you get like 3 or 4 minutes, 5 minutes to get to your classes. I was routinely tardy. Going to Anderson High, I'd have to run from one end of the school to the other. If I had to go to the bathroom, I had to do it extremely quickly. And, God forbid I had to engage in the procedure that takes longer than 30 seconds, I would get tardy. Well, now three tardies in a semester is considered a truancy. And I have local newscasts. You are then criminally charged. But the statute says, to be accurate, 14 unexcused absences in a semester. That is criminal. Three tardies. And it's not even a law. But she calls the families in, screams at them. This is, she puts this on the news. It's on the news. Screams at them and says, sign the document! And the father starts shaking and signs it. And then she goes, all right, your child is now on probation. I'm ordering drug testing. And then you're in the system. And they put it on the news, flaunting it like it's normal. Now, if you refuse to go to her court, she will just send goons to grab your children. We have to expose that the whole thing's a fraud. Okay, go ahead, Phil. Oh, Philip hung up. Okay, well, I just didn't like the accusatory tone of all that and, you know, being told how it works and everybody's always got the magic silver bullet, and I explained to people that it isn't a magic silver bullet, announcing yourself as the sovereign and you know, not pleading into the system. They'll still put you under the jail. Really what hurts them is exposure. You want to expose these people? Follow the judge, okay, when he goes to a gay bar, okay, and put that out on TV or on the web. Follow the judge when he goes to the topless bar. Follow the judge when he makes a drug buy. Play hardball. That's how we get him.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We have two of the homeowners whose houses are going to be bulldozed. And the city is saying they will use police and force to remove people. Just wait till it happens. By the way, some cops live in that neighborhood. Some gods. Because, you know, they're officials. We're servants. We're serfs now, you know, in this tyranny. We're under the government. They're the officials, the authority. But There's quite a few cops living in this neighborhood, so I guess cops are going to get to kick cops out. Of course, the cops will probably just stoop and bow and lick boots, lick black boots. Oh, black mask. Anyone wearing a black mask is good. Don't send in a SWAT team on me. Here, bulldoze my 100-year-old house in this beautiful middle-class neighborhood. It's a bit, I mean, they're just going to destroy a massive area because they want to build some high-rise apartments. And so anytime some developer wants your property, you know, developers wanted property in Austin to build a high-rise building. They couldn't get eminent domain to do it, so they had to pay some of the people that held out upwards of $800,000 for little bitty houses. And you know what? There's always a price high enough to do it. Or there have been cases in New York where a little church won't sell, so they build the building right over the church and have an agreement. It's a cool church. I went and visited it while I was in New York. Oh, no, now we'll just... Again, this is what property is about. I heard a talk show host yesterday, I forget who, talking about, used to, if you guessed right, you made a lot of money. You know, you go buy that piece of property 20 years before where they're going to build a highway. You went and read the highway plans that, you know, 10, 20 years they plan to build one. You buy it right there at that four-way stop. Now they don't want to pay you for it. They just say, oh, well, you're under eminent domain, even within the old system. And so we're not going to pay you full price for that. It's going to go into some city court. We're going to give you, you know, what the tax rolls say it's worth. But I'm only going to get $200,000 for my acre? Well, it says here I would have been paid about $1 million for this. That'd be the going rate. You know, now that this highway is going to be built right beside it. Hey, just shut up or we'll send some guys by with machine guns, okay? I mean, that's what this tyranny is about, folks. But now it is your existing homes, not for highways, not for a hospital. We're talking whole neighborhoods in lucrative areas. And the harassment I've seen of old people. I mean, if there's some old sick person living in a beautiful house on the corner, say, of West 37th Street in Austin, the case of Roland Ellingston, they come and go, 3-inch grass, $2,000 a day fines. They came and arrested him. And, of course, that was a big news story here in Austin because it came out later they wanted to build something on that property. They wanted to build a shop there. I mean, that property could have gone for a million smackers, you know, right there on Guadalupe Street. So expensive. I mean, real estate just astronomical. You know, it's like New York, Madison Avenue prices down there, just like South Congress. And they play hardball. They're telling people that own their property on South Congress they may bulldoze a bunch of it to build big shops and things. All right, I know we got loaded phone lines. I haven't taken a lot of calls today. I'm just really wound up and upset about all of this. We will start the next hour and just rapid fire go to your calls. Briefly, in the last 60 seconds of this hour, the last showing of martial law at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar next Monday at 8 o'clock is getting pretty close to being sold out, so you better get your tickets online now by linking through at Infowars.com or buy them at the door. You can buy them at the door right now and throughout the weekend. And if you want to find out what all the hubbub's about, this is my most powerful film. Go to Infowars.com and order a hard copy of Martial Law or call toll-free to get a copy, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or watch it all online right now at PrismPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.